Distinguished delegates, Poland fully associates itself with the EU statement delivered. Allow me to add a couple of remarks in my national capacity. Poland fully respects the inalienable right of state parties to benefit from the peaceful uses of the atom. This prerogative is enshrined in Article 4 of the NPT as has to be exercised in conformity of the non-proliferation commitments. In this regard, we express our strong concern about the Russian Federation's continued occupation of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine and the other violent actions against the civil nuclear sites and materials. Russian Federation also continues to occupy Ukrainian nuclear facilities on Crimea and in the city of Sebastopol since 2014. We condemn these aggressive acts in the strongest possible terms. In this context, Poland commends and gives full support to the IAEA Director General's 7 indispensable pillars of nuclear safety and security in armed conflicts and 5 principles to avoid nuclear accidents at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Poland has contributed to the establishment of the IAEA support and assistance missions at the Ukraine's nuclear power plants and provides and will provide assistance in logistics and transportation. Therefore, we call on Russia to implement the resolutions of the IAEA Board of Governors and the General Conference in a full and effective manner. We also continue to call on Russian Federation to withdraw its military equipment and all personnel, including that of Rosatom, from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and to return its full control to its rightful owner, which is, of course, the state of Ukraine. Mr. Chairman, Poland continues to undertake efforts to enhance and sustain nuclear safety and nuclear security. The future of Poland is nuclear, and as we actively prepared for the implementation of the Polish nuclear power program, we place special importance on regulatory development. Poland hosted the IAEA Integrated Regulatory Review Service mission in September 2023, and an IAEA Integrated Nuclear Infrastructure Review mission in April 2024. These peer reviews greatly contribute to continuously improve our nuclear safety and security framework. While we prepare for the introduction of large-scale reactors, but also SMRs, Poland is committed to preserving the highest standards of nuclear safety and security in a peaceful application of nuclear technology. The successful development of the Polish nuclear power program depends further on the development of capabilities and human resources. We continue to develop and sustain our capabilities together with all allowed stakeholders, including international partners. Poland, of course, participated in the recent IAEA International Conference on Nuclear Security last May. As we grow in capacity, we keep an eye on future trends, new technologies, and emerging challenges to uphold a strong nuclear security architecture. In a changing threat environment, we always need to be one step ahead of the game. Poland also expresses firm and continuous support for the International Atomic Energy Agency's initiatives like Zodiac and Maria Skłodowska-Curie Fellowship Program, which were supported financially by my country. The program of fellowship for female researchers has a chance to improve career opportunities for young women in nuclear science. Poland also recognizes the importance and has supported financially the modernization of the Cyberdos laboratories through the Renewal 2 projects. The role of the IAEA laboratories is in helping member states addressing a range of existing and emerging development challenges we constantly consider as extremely crucial. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.